He's got PBR on my microphone.
Sorry, man. Get over it. It's a fucking microphone. It's not like it costs a lot of money.
Can we bleep out the fucks and the cuss word?
Beep!
No, okay, the whole show's gonna be bleeped.
Alright, what we've got going on here, we've got a bunch of musicians that have collected at Dave and Joey and Chris's house. And right now we have Dave Ritchie and Deborah Wood.
That's not how you say my name, but that's okay. Ritchie. That's only going out on the World Wide Web.
And we've got Linda Nagel and Trip Davis over here. And Chris Wellock.
Yeah.
And Joseph
Piacentini.
Piacentini, performing music from Jambo Land. And first up, we actually have Down South Sally. Thank you. Good luck.
That's you, Sally.
That means you gotta go up there.
Right now?
Right the hell now.
Sally.
I'm scared. Can we like pause it? Someone do
no,
something.
You can't pause it. This is going live.
Pause.
Sally, there's people in China right now listening to you unzip your guitar case.
Will you like talk on my tune?
You've got to tune your guitar? I'm going to complain about how your guitar's not tuned if I talk.
Hey, should we turn off the
strings? I told you that my string is broken. No, I forgot it was already broken. I have to get my other guitar or play Joey's.
Play Joey's.
I totally forgot that it was broken.
Sally.
Do you need a...
Sally,
it's 6 o'clock. It really is a special performance.
Oh, no, it's
is it upstairs? Where's it at?
My door's locked, but...
Do you need a pick, Sally?
That's where the secret key is.
I didn't hear.
Just straight ahead.
Do you have a harmonica?
No.
Yes.
That she can play?
Yeah, what key?
Sally, what key?
Sally, my guitar is
D2. I don't care. What kind?
So we're going right now. This is a show. Okay. Okay, so then if anyone's listening to this, I can tell you that you're going to be, it's well worth the weight of the tuning of the guitar.
But it doesn't matter with the harmonica. What, do I have to do a happy song?
You've got like 15, you can play a few songs.
Oh, okay. I'm not used to camera being on.
It's not.
Okay, well, I'm going to play a new song then.
We didn't really ask him to come, he just holds cameras.
Okay. I'm only 13 years old. I couldn't cry, you know why?
oh shit, that's totally my phone. Sorry.
Answer it.
Tell me, answer it.
It's
Dory.
Dory.
How do you put this on speakerphone?
I can't.
Dory. How's it going? This is Dave. We're making our radio show right now. Come on down. Okay, Sally can't talk because she's actually performing. Okay, well, she's working till 10 tonight, so...
Nine.
Okay, well... Okay, well, that's... no one likes a double. We'll talk to you... We have to get hanging up in 5 seconds.
3, 2, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I think she was still talking.
Can you pick it up on that last verse?
Yeah.
What? That's
she's
it.
She's just got the cape on.
That's done. It's done.
On. You're done.
It's done.
It was beautiful.
That's a good ending, though. Your phone and.
No, Dave, put it on silent.
Turn it off.
Yeah, turn it off.
Get out of my house, get out of my house, get out of my house right now. Get out of my house, get out of my house, get out of my house right now. I don't care if you are pretty, I don't care if you are nice, I've had it with your kind. I've had it with your kind. Well, I realize today that I like you more than me, cause I simply cannot be alone. But don't think you can play these games with my mind. Just take a little damn behind and get out of my house. Get out of my house. Get out of my house right now. Get out of my house. Get out of my house. Get out of my house right now. Don't think that you are special. There will many before you. And I've had it with you, little damn fool. So get out of my house. Get out of my house. Get out of my house right now.
Yeah. Woo! Okay, I'll play like one more or something like that. This is a murder ballad.
Oh, should I just murder this thing?
Yeah.
It's broken.
I keep a spinning. Oh wait, no, that's not right. Oh, yeah, that is.
I keep it a spinning jealous blood. A spinning a jelly jealous blood. I'm walking a knee deep in mud. Knee deep in a daddy daddy mud. But I still have yet to feel guilt. never done more than a bad thing or two, but I'm prouder than a tail. Ooh, yes, I'm a prouder than a tail.
Wait, did you want me to play the harmonica? Is that what you said?
Yeah, but you got a few. You can play. It's
I don't
not me.
Know. I don't.
You're
what do you
show?
Want me to play?
Anything you think that people might want to hear.
I don't know.
I love your song, the first one you play. What's the
why
vine in it? The damn fine bone.
That one?
Yeah. It's a hit. And then play your email harmonica song.
Wanna scratch you from my mind and bite you till I split your eyes. Just tell me how men fucking work these sweethearts and their bloody jokes. See, I'm doomed to get these fucked up boys with their drugs, guitars, and games and ploys. You knew you get our fucking song. What else I do when I'm gone this long? You think a classy lady be hard to hurt, but then more than me to my fancy skirt. I'm worth it. My emotions may be hard to tame, but darling, I make a damn fine dame. I'm worth it. Think a classy lady be hard to hurt, but then more than me to my fancy skirt. I am worth it. It's a city that has all the tears, cause here I've spent years and years. I've been running around trying to find a way to please my mind. Not knowing I needed to make a change, so maybe that's something that I can arrange. I just want a boy with a certain touch. I don't think that is asking too much. You think a classy lady be hard to hurt, but that's more to me than my fancy skirt. I'm worth it. I know you're not the relationship type, but I know I make your nights alright. I'm worth it. Think a classy lady be all do, but then more than me to my face skirt. I am worth it. Not asking to be your damn bride, just give this lady a damn good ride. I am worth it. I wanna scratch you from my mind and bite you till I split your rind.
Yeah! Woo!
Yeah. Oh, where's that harmonica thing?
What key do you need it in?
What keys do you have?
Let me go check.
C, G,
C.
And A, I think.
C.
Joey, get C.
So, does anyone have any questions for Sally?
Oh, yeah.
Because this is... Well, let's interview you for a little while.
Okay.
Have you ever been with a girl? You have one?
No.
Does anyone have any questions for Sally?
What flavor of sucker are you sucking on?
Banana.
Nice.
You sucked on banana.
But I wanted to suck on.
Sally, do you remember your first song?
Let me see it.
Which was the first song you wrote? Have you ever been with a girl?
Do you remember your first song you wrote? Is there anything new you're working on?
Is there anything new I'm working on?
Yeah. Is there anything you wanna?
Where's the one you're playing right now?
I played my newest one already.
You played your newest one? Do you remember the first song you wrote? Because we're
sort
of, you know, finding out about you. This is your chance to brag a little bit.
One of these is C. I know it.
That one's a G.
This is a G.
Song I wrote was. I think it was really bad, and I don't really. Actually, no. I think I played it pretty once.
Really? Do you remember it? Why can you play some of it?
No.
No. Fair enough.
There's this C right here for her.
We'll play that.
Okay.
Sally, do you want me to hold your sucker?
Yeah. No, there, I got it right there. Unless you here, no, you can hold it.
That's,
I don't have
that's
to.
That's Ash's djembe, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What key is the black one in?
That
was
G.
Cool. Yeah, forget about
can
the
I play it for a second?
Don't call it the black one.
Why?
It's just not.
What do you call it?
Okay, that's
the
too
dark
weird.
One.
I don't think the dark one is any better. The harmonica of color.
We call it the color.
It sounds weird. Well, I can't sleep. Cause these buttons in my bed. You just shake your pretty head at me. You just shake your pretty head. And I keep a treading through puddles of a mud. But I ain't committed a crime. I've just had it with this dirt and grime. Well, dirt and grime. It will tear up your mind. It will make you go crazy. It will make you go blind. It's more than the blues. It'll leave you so confused. Never ending dirty dishes. A never ending dirty mess. Well, they say it's gonna end. I don't know if I'll let go. Cause it's all that I got. And all that I know. I'll just try to appreciate this little bit of time. And this endlessness of dirt and grime. Email, but I will
Anything else you want to play?
I'll play a little lick on here, but I can't. I'm not very good. Oh, I'll play it on this one. On the dark one.
I want culture.
This the best way possible. Sally, I want to know what happened to my scarves. I had some scarves and they're gone. Where are they?
Well, I like wearing scarves. Maybe I stole them.
You stole my scarves. Who was it that lost scarves? Deborah?
I lost scarves.
You lost scarves last night when you were down.
That was mine.
Dude, this is better. This is better than Eric. Give her a few more. Yeah, this is better.
I don't know what
we'll call him. Yeah, this is way better.
Okay.
Wait, Eric, can answer the question.
Okay, Sally. Why are you not here? Well, it's still asking that question. Sally, this is what everybody wants to know. You're a musician. You're a star. Huge. Really big in Thailand. I don't know if you know that, but. Do you believe in love at first sight? And if so, why?
That's a cute question.
Isn't that adorable? Who wrote that? Nobody did. I wrote that.
I wish I believed in love at first sight.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Okay, we why though? Why do?
Yeah.
I don't even know if I believe in love at this point.
Oh.
It's an even better answer.
Have you ever believed in love?
I don't know. Maybe when I was like 17.
So like last year.
Yeah, you're 18 now, right?
Oh, yeah, that's because you're only 18. Just kidding, you're 20. You want another question?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you sure?
I was going to reiterate.
You can reiterate, please.
I don't know.
Nice blazer.
Oh, that's such a cute question. We never asked that, though. Who asked that?
Are these anonymous?
They are, for the most part, I think.
I mean,
they are evidently remaining anonymous. Do you want another question?
Yeah.
Is the president, what's his name?
Dick Cheney.
Bush.
Bush? He was president like when I was a kid. There's another one? Is the president, I thought it was the president of the United States. Well, we'll need to ask both. Is the president of France and, or is the president of, who is the bigger wanker? The president of France, if there is one. Or the president of America, if there is one.
What does the question say?
Is the president of France a wanker?
I wish there wasn't a president at all.
You wish there were no presidents?
At this point, kind of.
That's a beautiful question.
Totally. It's a beautiful.
I'm scared of the camera.
Sally the camera loves you. Do we want to ask Sally one more question?
Who's next?
Sally, who's next?
Who's next?
That's your last question.
Who's next on your seat?
We're going to do a thing. I think we're all good.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How is the banana?
It's really good.
Sucker.
One of my friends told me he doesn't like banana suckers because they don't taste like...
Real bananas.
Well, they don't have... You can't actually juice a banana.
Bananas aren't full of juice.
But I like it. Neither is bubblegum or whatever that is.
Well, bubblegum's not a fruit.
Hey, Joe.
Purple's a fruit.
Purple's a fruit.
Joey, I beg you.
Okay. Well, we want to do a thing where we sing happy birthday to someone's mom. It's not their birthday. On the phone, we're going to all of us sing happy birthday to someone's mom. So anyone, can you get mom on the phone?
Yeah,
you
got
Sean
on
the phone?
Call Sean, her. Call Sean.
Yeah, call her, call her.
You're right.
Actually, can we get Robin on the phone?
Your mom's name is Sean.
We need her to
her dad's
Janice.
Can you come up here? She's
on
her
mom's. They don't have a cell
phone. All right.
Speakerphone's on. Danielle.
Speakerphone's on?
Danielle, you're calling your mom?
Dave, you ready?
Yeah, I've
got to
find
her.
Is she going to
be offended?
Hi, Sean Stranigan.
Who's this?
This is Dave Reike. I don't have a last name
it's
today.
It's actually Dave Ritchie.
It's Dave Ritchie. It's Reichelstein.
Hi,
Reichelstein.
Hi. What
are
you up to?
Huh?
Well,
we've got a bunch of people in our house, and we're making a little radio show, and so we're just going to sing you happy birthday on the count of three at the top of our lungs. Are you ready?
One, two,
three. Her name is Sean. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sean.
There you go.
Turn it off.
I think it's still on.
I know, that was not supposed to happen. That was a malfunction. Is she still?
No, we hung up.
Okay.
What time is it?
That was good. What time is it? 4 o'clock?
Yesterday.
3:45.
Hey, buddy.
Chris?
What?
Where are you at?
Right here.
Sad weather.
All right.
Okay. Should we? Okay, you got it?
Oh, guys, it's time for the weather.
Yeah.
Time for the weather report. I'll keep this short because there's not much to it. If you look out the window right there towards the street, that's 39th Avenue. Today, the weather's gonna be shitty. Really fucking shitty.
With a touch of wetness.
Wow.
Tomorrow, the weather's gonna be even shittier. And all God's people said, amen.
Thank you. Yes, that was the sad weather. The disappointed, cynical, bitter weather. Okay.
Do you have any...
Billy's not here. Does he want to say hi to the camera?
I don't know where he is. I don't know where he is.
I love Billy.
He's not showing up?
He's mad.
Why is he mad? What's wrong with Billy?
Well, he got this girl pregnant.
Have you heard of abortion?
And that's why he's mad, asshole!
Because he can't afford it?
Because she won't abort it.
Yeah, maybe. He doesn't know her name, and he can't find her. And she's like, hey, I'm pregnant, you should call me. And then she like, didn't remember.
That was a bad move on her part. It was really dumb.
Haven't you heard of Star 69?
That's how we got her pregnant in the first place. Sorry, Daniel. Dirty joke! Okay, where's my phone? Does anyone call my phone? Because we're going to do Aaron's thing.
Is Aaron Morker coming?
Aaron's in Reading.
He's in Reading?
Yeah. Oh, I have my phone on vibrate.
Well, that's
so
why I didn't introduce him. I didn't meet him yet. So
that's okay.
I didn't put his plug into the starter.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, tell me weather like next week.
Why don't you take a guess, Joey?
He's the next musician that's up.
We're living
in
the
moon. Do you remember how you did it in the Moon and Sixpence that night? Because that should happen again.
I don't remember ever being at the Moon and Sixpence.
You were brilliant.
Trip.
I am keeping the show going, Dave.
I swear you don't care.
Jackass.
Where's the phone?
I just swear.
Dave! Your mom's in here!
Yeah!
Okay.
Mommy!
You want to share that with me?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna do a thing. Do we have any? Do we have any more questions?
We've got lots of questions.
Okay.
More as we speak.
Oh shit!
And we're still recording.
We are on.
Are you sure? Yeah, you can have it here.
Hi, is Aaron there?
Oh, thanks.
Can everyone say hi to Aaron?
Hey.
Hi,
Aaron. Aaron, hello.
Aaron, can you say hi to everyone?
Joey, is this your whiskey?
Oh.
Sure. Can I have some?
Okay.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Aaron.
What's up, Aaron?
You're late! Yeah, Aaron, we're wondering where you're at.
I'm standing alongside the Sacramento River in Redding.
Oh, that's... Where are you at? Are you at the bridge?
What's that? No, I'm at my mom and stepdad's.
Down on the golf green? They have a golf putting green behind the house. Okay, Aaron, we're going to... Ike's grabbing the questions. Where are they at? What do we got? Where'd they all go?
All right, question now.
I can have one job.
Aaron?
I can hear you guys.
Can you hear us now?
I can barely hear you. Yeah, I can hear
you. Okay, can we have an outline for the next show? That was geared toward me, and I don't find it funny. Okay, this is a question for you. Why is goat meat not more popular here in the States?
Why is goat meat not more popular in the States?
Yeah. Dead air.
Mutton, you mean? Is that mutton or is that lamb?
Is it mutton or lamb?
Mutton.
Mutton. It's a mutton question.
Who's the Christian that went on a missions trip? How about that question?
But we're figuring goat out about goat meat.
It tastes too much like dog.
Tastes too much like dog. What's the deal with you lately? I mean, come on. That's a question someone wrote. What is the deal with you lately? Is Aaron there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Aaron, why are crayons so much fun?
Why are crayons so much fun?
Uh-huh.
Because of the way they feel when you chew on them.
They're non-toxic. Fair enough.
Okay, this is a question. This is a serious question. Really is. This person wants to know why God hates them so much.
Is it a she?
I don't think they want to say, but I think it might be...
She's a lesbian.
Wait.
Whoa, Aaron.
Wait.
Whoa.
That's not.
Aaron, that's.
I'm pretty sure that Aaron purposely did that.
You think? Yeah. To Deborah, you're a lesbian?
I am.
If she was.
Okay. How many times do you have to. Okay, this is a good question. Good grief. How many times, earmuffs, how many times do you have to get poked in the butt before you know you're gay? Before you know the Lord hates you.
Two.
Twice?
Penis or like?
I think it's penis.
I'd say one time.
Once? It's a one-time poke, and you're done. Okay.
If it's like, you know, where you let them, called.
Okay, here's another one. Who the fuck doesn't order at least one pepperoni pizza? At least one pizza with meat. Aaron, why did Sally order two weird vegetarian pizzas and not one with meat?
Down South Sally.
Down South Sally. She played.
Is this on TikTokRadioShop.blogspot.com?
It is. TikTokRadio.blogspot.com.
I don't like that last question.
Okay. You're gonna love this one. This person wants to know why they're not supposed to eat yellow snow.
Why are they not supposed to eat what?
Why you shouldn't eat yellow snow.
I disagree. I think it's better.
It's why is it better?
It just has more flavor. You've got a real good pungent taste.
You know that it's urine, though, that makes it yellow. That doesn't bother you? Right? It's urine?
No.
It's
the,
yeah?
No, that's fine.
What about dog and human? Human?
Do you have a preference over animal yellow snow or human yellow snow? Say dog, cat,
human.
Goat.
Human.
You're human?
Cat pee, you bet your mouth.
Yeah, cat pee has got a really, it's got an aftertaste. Yeah, it does. It does. It tastes like a...
cat pee. Almost.
No. Okay, Aaron, this is your last question, and then we're gonna go.
Hey, is that video of me playing in the background?
No, it's not. It.
That sucks.
It is. It broke, but we'll make more. We had some nude videos of Aaron, and that's actually true. It had some buttle nudity.
Wait, Aaron, this is Chris. Aaron.
Hey, what's up, Chris Welker?
Hey, Morkert. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm well, thank you.
You're good? Awesome. So you're in Reading, huh?
Yeah. How's my last question?
No, your last question. Chris, you want to ask him the last question?
Yeah, I want to ask him.
Okay, Chris is going to ask you the last question, Aaron.
Aaron? Aaron, yeah. Are you there? Aaron? Aaron Morkert?
Is Tara Williamson there?
No, she's...
I can sense it.
All right, Aaron. Are you there still?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we got you. Okay. Do you believe in love at first sight, Aaron?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Dave will tell you the answer.
All right. Well, hold on. Aaron, can I put you on? Can I put you on? Hold on a minute.
Dave. Why does Aaron believe in love at first sight?
Why?
Aaron Morkert, a new vernacular, if you will, believes in love at first sight.
Can you hear this, Aaron?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Primarily because if you don't have love at first sight, you're never really going to love the person fully.
Is that bullshit, Aaron? Aaron?
Don't have love at first sight. You must think the person's ugly, and you're not really going to fall in love with someone
that's
who's
true.
Ugly.
That's true. So. You can't fall in love with someone that you think is ugly.
Because love is only skin deep, everybody.
Right. Skin deep. Right. I mean, it goes deeper.
Well, at least like, but into the skin.
Right.
What, Aaron? What?
Okay, Aaron, we're hanging up the phone now.
My
Thank
dad
you.
Always says, you can have sex with girls your whole life and suck one dick and you're queer.
I think that was question three.
That
bye, Aaron.
Can we edit that last?
Oh, he's already out.
Yeah.
No. But, okay. Well, yeah. But we don't know how. Okay.
You can sense that I was here?
No. Yeah, you could feel it.
Who's the next musician for this radio show?
The next musician would be Joseph P. Ausentini.
Joseph P. Ausentini.
Woo!
Performing Jambo Land. Is that the name of your newest song?
Jambo Land.
What is it? Joe, before you start, tell us what Jambo Land is.
A friend had a t-shirt that said Jambo on it.
These guys.
Hey, how's it going? A friend had a t-shirt that said Jambo on it, and I was like, Jambo, you should call me Jambo. And she started calling me Jambo. So.
There's a place down Hawthorne called Jambo.
It has nothing to do with that damn dirty hippie shop.
And he's going down to watch Rambo tonight.
Does land refer to the entirety of your body?
Coincidence?
Is that
I think
land that is referring to?
Not everything has to be so serious.
Yeah.
Picking these up for safety reasons.
So.
Okay, we gotta have quiet on the set, you four.
He's cock-blocking, man. He's great.
I don't care.
It's one of the first songs I ever wrote. road of the day, I moved away from my hometown. My boss is dead, my boss is dead, he got a tumor in his head. Let's start that one over. Had a little bit of drink. Alright. My boss is dead, my boss is dead, he got a tumor in his head. He once told me he was on the Sea of Galilee, throwing back beers with the King of Kings, and now the earth moves around, he's not making a sound. In his coffin, million miles underground, because my boss is dead, my boss is dead. Got an evil tumor in his head, and the whole town weeps upon their knees. But I just moved away. I didn't even greet. The day that he died, I headed north on I-5 to start a new life. Eventually, the news, it caught up to me, all the way in Reading. My whole entire hometown was on the ground, each in their own way, asking God aloud, why did he die? Oh, why did he die? Why'd you let that evil fucking tumor take his life? And the whole down, cry, downcast eyes. But I just moved away, and I sighed. Jimbo was a friend of mine. Woo!
Do you want to tell the story about that? I mean, like, you know.
Yeah, where are my cigarettes?
They're right here. Somebody get this man a cigarette.
Wait, okay, give this man a cigarette first.
Get out of here.
Give me a cigarette.
Holy
hey,
crap, are you getting this?
Yeah, Chris, get this on film. Oh, this is great. I've been waiting for this day for months.
No,
in
Chris.
In fact, I would like to present this to Chris.
What do you want?
Chris. What do you want me to do?
Chris, you're trash.
You know what? I'm not trash.
What do you want? A trash thing going on.
What do you want me to do?
You want to talk about that? You want to tell where that song? That's a cool.
It's a pretty song about a guy dying. It's about an old boss I had. He died.
Who smokes?
Got a tumor, and I moved on the day that he died. Didn't know it until like a couple weeks later. That's what the song's about. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah. Next song is about.
Quit smoking.
It's the sound of smoking. That's the sound of the sound.
All right. This next song is about being pretentious, which sometimes I feel like I am. So. Pass the topic this way. I said, pass the topic this way. I want to show off my intelligence. I want to display my intellect. So lend your ear to me. I said, lend your ear to me. I've got something bold to proclaim. I may seem at ease, but my life is a shame. Alone and bragging about myself. All alone and bragging about myself. I'm not governed by my biology. I am ruled by my ideology.
apologies, so pass the topic this way. I said pass the topic this way. The strongest of all walls are always built by the vain and the proud, by the vain and the proud. And guess what? My wall is coming along oh so well.
Chris doesn't?
Nope.
Yeah, he doesn't drink at all.
He's a straight
This is a sober podcast.
Ooh, yes, it is.
Do you guys ever listen to the Sober Podcasters?
Yeah.
Hey, that's funny, dude.
It's like a band name.
They were super hit midnight.
All right.
What?
Virginia.
This next song is about how certain weird things make you think of other things. So.
And the crazy clown is quickening my pace. He's singing out loud. My surprise, the pea coats and the coffee cups don't know shit about the clouds. And why can't he sing like her? He is scaring me. He starts to lean my nerves. Had some pain, this I know. Some pain I've never seen. Well, I've had some pain of my own. That's why I need to believe everything is necessary. And I can't appreciate of your road. I won't underestimate the uniqueness of your soul. Front of me, because if it wasn't the crazy clowns, wouldn't get me thinking. Why can't he sing like
course.
It doesn't matter.
You know what?
Remember
you
want to start Ruckus by the TV, and I'm going to start one with you.
Linda? Oh,
kidneys.
Linda?
Kidney Stones one and Arizona.
Linda?
I haven't played Kidney Stones all the time.
Linda?
That's what this show's all about.
Linda? Is that your name? Linda? Is that your name?
Okay, I guess I'll try it.
Okay,
so
we got to have quiet on the set.
The song's about Kidney Stones.
Isn't all your songs about kidneys?
Most of them. That's the only thing of any importance that happens in my life.
I took this guy to the hospital.
It's true.
A few times.
I am on the floor. By the ER door. Please, oh, please, no more.
out loud. Cause when they scream it, then they bleed it all out of you. And when they bleed it, then they feed the morphine into you. I am on the floor once again.
Kidney stones,
like
attack.
Can
I think
can
let's
can
describe
I,
the
can
medical
I
trip.
Can you grab me beer?
Oh.
Okay.
So,
did you need to change tapes?
Chris,
you just
Chris,
did. You just changed tapes.
Are you Joey? Get off the fucking stage and sit down.
That's
well,
actually Linda.
He's
my middle name is
Joey.
My middle name is Joey. So thank you for bringing attention.
Is your middle name Joe?
It is Joey.
Yeah.
I thought
Joey
it was
Wallach.
Jeff
Christopher Joey Wallach.
Actually.
So
Joey Wallach
Attini. Right. Thank you, Linda, for.
I'm wrong.
Is this one I made?
This one
yeah.
You made. It's not too carbonated, but it'll do the trick.
Well, by not that carbonated, mean not carbonated at all.
Let's grab this guy a carbonated beer.
I wasn't able to find any.
Did you make it? You said.
Kristen.
Actually, Joey, I think what you're drinking is soy sauce.
Dave, I think it's important at this time to
so
maybe state what time of day it is.
Well, this
oh.
thing has...
Oh, yeah, that's
fine.
Whoa,
good.
Whoa, whoa! What time of the day
so,
is right now?
It's like 4 o'clock.
Four o'clock
in the afternoon on Saturday afternoon.
All right,
and again, the weather's
okay.
Shitty, as Weatherman Weller
said. He wants to talk about my pain.
Do some?
I'd like to say a few words about kidney stones. It's a serious matter, actually.
In this household.
Joey Piacentini here has been a
victim
of what we would call kidney stones, and I would like to say that it's not a laughing matter. Basically, can you guys stop making out?
Yeah.
No, just for like 2 seconds. I'm just gonna talk about kidney stones. It's you know what? It's fine if you make out. But the thing is, kidney stones are serious, and it's like an epidemic right now. So I just want to put all the attention on Joey right now, and not
you
on
touch
you guys
him
trying to have babies. I know you just got married, and children are very.
Oh my gosh, when are you guys going to start having kids? Have
well,
babies, I want to
Dave,
be a grandpa.
Dave.
What?
Dude, they're going to have kids any second now. But the thing is, right now we're
getting kidney stone.
Right, they're going to have,
they're going to have kids,
yeah,
not kidneys.
They're not going to have kids,
not stones.
These stones. But, okay, this guy right
kidney
here,
stones.
I'm afraid didn't have a kid. Knee stones. So what I'm going to tell
times
you
did Joey have kidney stones?
All music like management 17. Work should be done after the show.
Can I just say a few words real quick here?
I'm gonna pour a bottle.
This guy pissed out like fucking maces out of his dick. And so I'm just gonna say right now, it's not cool. It's not as cool as having babies come out your woman hole. This is like having like I don't know, like
It's like having a semi drive out of your dick. Dude. Which is painful. Semis are huge.
It's like having your entire being come out your penis. That sucks. And you know what? It's covered with, it's like riddled with spikes.
Yeah, it's like peeing out lava pumice.
It's like
can we talk about something else now?
Okay, basically, I took this guy to the hospital, and he was ready to die. He was gonna give his life for his kidney stone. And you know what? That's beautiful to me. That's beautiful.
It's and Christ what is life. He in your cell phone?
He might have kidney stones.
In his cell phone, he comes up as Joey might have kidney stones. Just in case. So Chris knows
just
how to answer this. Just in
he's
case.
He's got like spikes shooting out his crotch.
Yeah.
Both. That sucks.
Kidney stone.
No one deserves
and sexual.
Nobody deserves Joey's life.
Linda, except for Joey.
Except this guy right here. God bless him.
Chris, why don't you pray for Joey right now?
Alright.
Get these kidney stones out of here!
Get him out of here. Let's get him out of here.
Get him out!
Ho! Alright. Lord Jesus, Lord, can you guys calm down? Hey, guys.
No!
You guys, everybody stop. Jesus can't hear right now.
Yeah.
You guys.
It was quickly.
Okay. Okay. I'm laying my.
All right. Amen.
Guys.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Yeah. 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 And they are gone.
Good job, Joey. All right.
Yeah.
Right.
Play Aristotle, and then we're
to
then. We're moving on.
You're the next all right. Preacher in the world. Good job.
All right. One more song. Dave says.
Bye, Sally.
Hi, Sally! Downtown Raleigh!
Fuck you!
Alright, this next song is called Aristotle. Should be self-explanatory.
Aristotle, why you have to go? Aristotle, why you have to go? Aristotle, why you have to go and spread your lies? They were so very frightening. They were so damn enticing. Aristotle, you have really made a mess of things. At least you made a pretty good mess of me. You made a mess of the way I think. And Aristotle, I got it pretty bad. What can you do? From that, and he said, maybe you just don't have the knack, or maybe you're just way off the track. Aristotle, don't you even know? Aristotle, don't you even know? Aristotle, don't you even know that some folks' souls burn out like coals? They break like frail bones. Aristotle, I bet you thought you were intelligent, but your words are a dangerous pit. I fell in and got covered all in shit.
do one more. You gotta do the old rabbit in the boots trick.
Good thing it's a 30-second song.
Or do you want to do if you gotta go now?
I don't. Yeah, I know. No, I can't do that.
Okay. Right.
This is about when I got assaulted out in front of the cricket cafe by a girl. Dave was there.
Weird girl. You want to tell us?
Did you know her?
No, she just sat down next to me and started talking about some rabbits she stole from the mall.
And then she started kicking
and
his
then
ass.
She just started like beating me up.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's a awesome. True story.
It was awesome.
Do you pull rabbits from your hats? Wait, hold on. Do you pull rabbits from your hats? No, screw you. I prefer to hide them in my boots. Well, boo-hoo. Hit me hard twice in the arm. You meant no harm. I know it's how you lay on your charm. I will never see you again. Hey, it's okay, I have my own close friends.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, for the...
Dave,
right,
Dave,
it. What is...
Okay, can't, people last... can't hear you from the kitchen. One you're more. Like going to the bathroom and going, okay, next, I'm gonna take a shit. No, you gotta...
I am standing 2 feet from the mic.
Ago, like,
well, I was talking to them.
I have something full of gin, and I can't drink it. Does anybody want it?
Always
does. It's wasted.
Okay, for the last...
Just too much.
Pine trees and orange juice.
Joey P. Ossentini performing as Jamboland. Joey, what's your MySpace site?
Like, Jamboland?
Jamboland.
Well, you can type in Jamboland, or I think it's Land of Jambo.
Land of Jambo?
Yeah.
Oh, it's called Land of Jambo.
And
Lando Jambo.
Also,
that would
like
be a better idea. I should have thought of that.
On our blog spot, which is tiktokradio.blogspot.com, we'll have your music on there.
Yes. And we'll have it on our MySpace.
And we'll have it on our we'll throw
TikTok
some
radio.
Of you and some of Sally. Does anyone know Sally's MySpace site? So
Down South Sally. Just type in
Down South Sally.
Down South Sally. Yeah.
Or type in Jambo Land for Joey and Down South Sally for Sally. Sally and Joey P. Ossentini.
What?
I don't know. Did you guys get married? No?
Well, we got it annulled.
Well, you guys had kids. Did you have them under Jambo? Or
what did you guys do with those kids? You had a couple kids for a while.
The Russian black market. I paid for the kidney stone somehow.
So this is the end of the show. We have, 2 minutes left?
Yeah.
Okay. So... I think is there any good movies coming out? Has anyone seen any good movies? Anyone have any weird dreams? Anything they want to have?
I've had
anyone?
The weirdest dreams lately. I don't remember.
Oh, I had a dream that had you, Linda. I had a dream that had Linda in it. I gotta talk about this dream while Joe's jamming. I had a dream. It's a two-part dream. The first part of the dream, you had told me, Dave, I ran in, guess who I saw? Leonardo DiCaprio. And I'm like, did you guys have eye contact? Did he flirt? What happened? And you're like, no, it was nothing. He was just walking by. The second part of the dream was I was going down an escalator, and Leonardo DiCaprio was going down too, and I noticed it was him. And I'm like, Leonardo DiCaprio, oh my gosh, my friend just saw you. Did you see her? And he's like, I did see her. Yeah, blonde hair.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta tell Linda. I wake up to my alarm clock after having gone off for, 4 or 5 hours. I wake up to my alarm clock, and I think, my first thought waking up is, oh my gosh, I gotta tell Linda. Leonardo DiCaprio saw her too, and there was a mutual thing, and then I realized, did Linda actually tell me that, or was that a dream? Did you see Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, actually, in Central Park yesterday.
Wow. Did you guys have a weird...
We had.
Did you guys made out? Yeah, good. Are there any good movies coming out? Anyone seen No Country for Old Men?
Casablanca.
I saw Casablanca in the living room theaters last night.
That came out like yesterday,
Deborah,
right?
For some time. I know. Deborah was attending to business and was trashed. Or I mean, wasn't trashed. Are we
recycled?
Huh? Yeah.
On this radio show.
We all drink so much, we need to get used to it now.
Where's...